KL4 DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radios. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
4DWR standing by, KO4DWR standing by, over.
4TWR, is that correct? KO station, give me your call again. I think it's KO4TWR, is that correct?
KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo, mobile. KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo, mobile, over.
And location for GWR, can I get your name? Is there any compliments for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right you portion. We'll start off with the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, and then we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. They would like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she did not check in on the pre-nets. She's in the other room. Then we've got K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert, he's up in Marietta. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Salisbury, Mass this evening. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, and he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And we do have a couple of EchoLink stations up, so we'll go to EchoLink now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KI4GOD, John in Charleston this evening. And I am negative and riding along for as long as possible tonight. Appreciate you running the net, Gary. 73's all. KI4GOD.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. That's KQ4TGH. This is Jonathan from Easley, and I will be sticking around for the rag chew.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KI4GOD. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Charleston this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. You be careful down there in Charleston. Have a safe trip back up here to us, to your home, QTH. Tell everybody down there we said hello. And then we got KQ4TGH. That's Mr. Jonathan. He's over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope you are doing well. And we had another station checked in. It was KO4GWR. And that's Mr. Douglas. And he's out of Darlington, South Carolina. But he's out here up around this area on the mobile. Appreciate him being with us. And Doug, you take care out there on the mobile. Be careful. We'll open it up now to the alphabet in the RF section, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay for Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73s to you, and all on the net.
For DOS. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. BYQ, Dave and Usley, all the negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening, and thanks for picking that up here.
For DLS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down in Piedmont, and they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And Miss Michelle is down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Loretta we said hello, and tell Miss Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all were doing well. And then we got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo to Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Tell Joy at least and I said hello.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4 echoes Blue November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
OS. This is Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. Jim in 6 Mile. No traffic, no round table. Good evening, Gary.
For DOS. This is W4, Foxtrot. Hotel, Juliet, Jean, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'll relay. I hope y'all are doing well. And Patrick, did you get Lisa's car fixed?
4HKX. I hope so, Gary. I got the part put on it. But I drove it around town for a little while today, and no problem, so we'll see.
Young man, I hope you got everything corrected on her car. Y'all just be careful. But thanks for letting me know, Patrick. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's on up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And KA4FKQ. That's Mr. Jim over there in 6 Mile. Jim, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene, and he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. I drew L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negatives and 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Flexner, North Carolina. Good evening to you, enjoy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
94DOS. I was a little hesitant because there was some noise. I thought somebody else was trying to check in. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short time. Hope everybody has a good night. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And Sid, I'll do my best to check in with you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock up there on the 6-4 net. That's great. Time and everything, isn't it?
8 o'clock tomorrow night, 146-640, the tone 91.5.
Well, I'll see if I can't get up there and have to write myself a note. I keep forgetting about your net, Sid. But you're so faithful to check in to ours, I think we want to come up and return the favor. But anyway, I appreciate you being with us, and you tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we'd like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing well. And Larry, I thought there was somebody trying to check in, too. And if it was, they didn't have any audio. They were bringing up the repeater, but that was about it. So we'll give them another chance. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, and Simpsonville Hall, South Carolina. Get along fine. I've been traveling all day from Piston. And we'll be listening and hear the whole, not special, standing by to talk. This is every boy and take you over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to our resident elder, W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie. Hope you're doing well, sounding good as always. And you've been out visiting all day. I bet your tires are showing a little bit. I know mine would be. But thanks for being with us tonight, Eddie. You take care, and I'll talk to you in just a little bit. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Calpans. I'll be negative and negative.
If you could, please check in, possibly slightly out of turn, but I got to go to bed. Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David in Easley, South Carolina. Again, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to Duke T. That's Mr. Rusty. He's home over Miller. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And M0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. Up there in Cowpens, and sounding good from Cowpens, as usual there, Bill. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KM4GZG, that's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And don't worry about what time, when you come in there, David. Just jump in there whenever you can. We appreciate you being with us. And I understand you can need to go to bed so you can secure at your leisure there, young man. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KQ4TYI, Ron in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Mr. Larry, tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. Negative and negative. Gary, say hello to Miss Joy. And also Gary, keep her in thoughts. She's had a very bad day with her headaches today and is not supposed to see a pain management, not supposed to meet up with her new pain management specialist until the second of next month. So Gary, if you will, just keep her in thoughts.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. We will keep her and you and her both in our prayers, and hope she gets to feeling better. Second of next month is a long ways off to have headaches. Do tell her we're thinking about her. We'll keep her in our prayers, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Thanks for being with us, Stephen. You take care. Let's see here. Additional stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu, the patient group on a Saturday night. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, that is KO4ULP. Alexander here in Traverse Rest, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. 7-3, to all those on the net, and thanks for calling net tonight, Gary.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in Southern Greenville County. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
KO4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4ULP. That's Mr. Alexander up there in Traveler's Rest. Alexander, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And now, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, thanks.
4DOS, hey Mr. Gary. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack over in Rock Hill. Y'all have a great one, man. Do me in and out. We got the 10-meter net, so y'all have a good one. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4GIK. That's Mr. Wayne up there in Etowah. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Wayne. Hope you are doing well. And KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack. He's up there in Rock Hill. Good signal as always there, Jack, from Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Enjoy that 10-meter net. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, 1040JC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4DOS. Please check in KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha in Lyman. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Cool, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QOD, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. And KI4EJY, Mr. Elisha over there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Elisha. Hope you are doing well. And have you got your building put up yet? They hadn't gave me an install date yet.
I have to give them an install date, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. So they have not installed it for me yet, but hopefully within the next month they'll have it up for me.
Like we're on just about the same schedule again. But I hope you get yours put up soon, and hope I get some more information on mine soon, too. But do appreciate all you've done, and you take care there, young man. Then I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. That's KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Chris, you sound just a little under the weather today, buddy. Did you overdo today?
Yeah, I might have, but feel
okay? I am on a different radio.
Thing there, Chris, and hope you are doing well, and good hearing from you this evening, even though you were kind of overdid it a little bit today. I understand that better than most people. Take care there, Chris, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenburg. Good evening, Gary. Hope you enjoy your doing well.
I hope you and Miss Susan are doing well. KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenburg. Appreciate you being with us there, young man. Hope y'all are doing well. And hope y'all have a wonderful weekend, what's left of it. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. Sounds like it's going to about wrap it up for the formal portion of the net. So this is KI-4-DOS now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for thanks to all the folks for checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the we'll just go on to see who's next on the rag chew list. And we're stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on the clean, shiny, dry stump is my neighbor Jonathan. KQ4TGH. Sorry about that, Jonathan. I'll get that out in a minute. Your turn on the stump there, young man. What have you been up to?
Well, I've just been putting the engine in my truck, trying to get it back running. So the weather was perfect for doing that, and it was a lot easier than when it's 100 degrees outside. So this is KQ4TGH. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel.
Well, Jonathan, it was a whole lot nicer today than it was when it was real hot out. But I'm glad you got your engine back in the truck. You and Larry's been working on his car for a while. He got it all up and running and brought it by the house the other day. Let me see what all he did to it. And now he's got his truck in there working on it. you know how that goes. But I hope everything goes well with you. And I hope that you got your engine back in there and got it running so you can get out there on the road with it.
Well, I haven't gotten it back in yet. I'm waiting for the engine to come, but I use it for getting out in the mountains anytime I can. This is KQ4TGH.
Justin, riding around up in the mountains, that is a whole lot of fun. It's not one of those rock crawlers, is it? You know, I met some folks that built vehicles that all they do is they tow them up to wherever they're going. And then they climb up the side of a mountain, or, you know, climb up the rocks and stuff. One fellow just got his running, and the first thing he did is he rolled it over. That's not what you do, is it?
No, sir. Nope, I try to keep it on at least gravel roads and just to different campsites and that kind of thing. I spend a lot of time out in the mountains trail running and hiking and that kind of thing. KQ4TGH.
Keep the dirty side down. Don't turn the dirty side up. You don't want to do that. Oh, my goodness. But I'm glad that you get out in the mountains and do a lot of hiking. I enjoy that. My wife really loves the beach. But I was in the Navy, and I don't care nothing about going to the beach. I'd rather go to the mountains. So I enjoy going walking around in the mountains and camping and hunting and that sort of thing. I really enjoy that a lot.
Gary, I'm right there with you. I'd rather be in the mountains than in the beach. So thank you so much for hosting the net, and thank you for giving me a chance to talk to everybody. So I'll let everybody else carry on. 73 to everybody. KQ4, TGH.
Well, Jonathan, thanks for staying in there and ragging with us a little bit this evening. I enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again sometime soon. Don't be a stranger. You know, that's why we got our license, so we can get on here and talk. Of course, you've heard me on here quite a bit, I know, but you know I like to talk, and I don't meet a stranger, so that's a good thing. But come back as often as you can, you know, I've been great with us. I enjoyed it and look forward to doing it again, but we'll do it again real soon there, young man. And when you get your truck all up and running, keep the dirty sand down, you know, ride the gravel roads and that sort of thing. You know, logging trails if that's what you want to do, but enjoy the mountains and the hiking and the camping. It's always fun to do. You know, I have very close friend of mine is the Silent Key now, K4SUG, Mr. Ray Allison up in Traveler's Rest, or used to be. He used to say his idea would be to go up there on a, you know, have somebody take him up there on the side of the mountain and pull over on the side, just let him out, and then come back about a week later and get him. He said, I can live off the land, so I think that would be fun to do, you know, just one last time before they I'm called home, but we'll have to wait and see on that one, Jonathan. Yes, KI4 DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DLS. Next up on the stump is Mr. Larry, KK4J, Rear. Larry, what have you been up to? You sounding better. Are you over your COVID and stuff now?
DOS in the net, KK4JBQ. Well, I'm feeling better. I will not curse myself. I'm improving. And my disposition is better. I think I've been getting, for the last two nights, I've been better sleep. Now, if I'm any judge of the human body, and this is as far as it goes, I don't have a medical degree or even a medical interest. Sleep is rejuvenating. We need it. People try to do without it, I know. And I've quite often done without it. Not on purpose, though. But it does help. And I credit that. Some good night's sleep. I find that, and this might, I know I've mentioned this before, but maybe not in your hearing. When I was a child, I had an old Ward, that's Montgomery Ward, airline radio, AM tuning eye tubes that set horizontal in the cabinet, top of the tube shown through the front of the set, and it would show with a changing pattern on the top of the tube there, it would show you the signal strength. Well, that was good as far as it went, and I just sat there with one hand stretched out, trying to keep it on station. You know how they drift with those old sets. Keeping it on station and listening to talk shows late at night. That's how I went to sleep, I don't know, for years. And so I haven't broken myself from that. I still listen to a radio down low. I don't even have to listen to it enough to understand what's being said. I just like to hear the human voice kind of off in the distance. Isn't that strange?
Strange at all. You know, I think listening to the radio or something like that is kind of soothing. If you think back, I know my mother, and I'm sure your mother did as well. At one point in time, she would sing lullabies to you when you were going to sleep. And it may stem back that far. You know, I don't know. It may not, but yeah, that's just an assumption on my part. And that's the way I like to think of it, but a little background noise is not a bad thing. I've got a tape that I used to play quite frequently. Well, I played it just about every night. It's a little cassette tape. and it's different sounds. It's thunderstorms, you know, with the thunder kind of rumbling way off in the distance. May have a train come along, you know, run and blow their whistle going across a trestle or something of that nature. It's just very relaxing, you know. It's not white noise. I don't know what color they might put on the noise now, but it's just a little noise in the background, and it's very soothing and helps you go to sleep. And I imagine that talk radio programs were the same way.
They were the same way. And interesting, too. I mean, if they were discussing a topic that I had any interest in, maybe, you know, I always had my hand on one knob to keep it tuned in. I just switched to the other knob and tuned it up, see? But sleeping with one arm hanging off the side of the bed, you know, that got old after a while, so. And I think the radio finally gave up. I knew nothing about radios at the time. I couldn't have done a thing to keep it running, but it's a sweet memory. And you mentioned something about your mom is singing lullabies now. That brings back a precious memory to me. My mama didn't sing. I don't think I ever heard her sing. Wish I had. But she came in. I was little, I recall. Oh, my. I could have been 6 or 7. I don't know if I started school yet, though. Anyway, she came in and she said, I want to teach you something, and I don't want you to ever forget. She said, it's a prayer. First time and only time she ever came into my bedroom while I was drifting off to sleep and says, I want to teach you something. She says, now I lay me down to sleep. And she had me repeat it. Now, isn't that something? You know how the rest of it goes. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that in years, and you're talking about this reminded me of that, and I thank you so much. KK4JBQ.
Hey, you know how we are. We get to talk, me and you get to talking, we get to, a thought will pop into our head. There's no telling where the conversation's level will wind up, but you were talking about that, and that's one of the things that I remembered, and it's so vivid when you have that flashback like that. That's why I call it a flashback, as a memory, I guess. But it's just amazing what we can remember. And just a few words or a phrase or something that can bring all that back. But it does make sense there, young man, no doubt. Hey, hang on just a minute. I got an Echo Link station up, and I don't want to lose you. Let me grab this Echo Link station, and I'll be right back to you. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Or DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. And I'll just sit here listening to you guys. Talk to you later. 7-3s.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY. Well, this is night, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And I'll go back to Larry in just a moment. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go back to Ray Chew? Call KI4DOS.
I didn't know if you got me checked in or not. It's check-in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, JC4 PLT Richard. Good evening, everyone on the net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, back to you now. Thank you for standing by for me, but I didn't want to miss that echo link. You know, sometimes they'll pop up and then all of a sudden they're gone. So, yeah, we have to grab them while we can, right?
This is KK4JBQ with KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm proud to be here. Earlier when you were talking to Jonathan, you were talking about camping out in the mountains, and you said something about Brother Ray that I had never heard. And I listened to a lot of what Ray had. I listened to everything that, you know, I was privileged to hear from that man. He still has a very special place in my mind and in my heart. Tell you the truth, I love that man. He was a real gentleman. And you know the kind I'm talking about. He was a real gentleman. And he was free with his friendship. He had no reason to befriend me other than, you know, I press a button on a radio occasionally. But he seemed to trust me as a friend, and I returned that, and we just got along real well. One of the finest people I've ever known in this life. Well, anyhow, that reminds me, and I hadn't thought about this in a long time. One day, well, let's start this by saying I was the proud owner of my first ever and my last ever station wagon. And I had all this space and didn't know what to do with it. You know, you drive the thing around, and all that space is behind you, unless you have a reason to have a station wagon. It's a lot to carry around, you know. And so I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll get a bedroll, and I'll take that thing and camp overnight up in the mountains. And I did that. And you just recalled, I don't often think of that night, but it was a lot of fun. I left the window in the back just a little bit cracked. It had a Ford Fairlane 500 station wagon. I can't remember the year. But the window in the back rolled up and down. You know, there was kind of a tailgate there. You know what I'm talking about. But there was a window in it, and it went up and down electronically. Or, I mean, electric motor, you know. And I cracked that just a little bit to keep the air fresh in the thing. And I slept like a baby that night. It served me for maybe a couple of 3 years more. And it threw a timing chain. I think it was a belt or a chain. I think it was a chain on that engine. And it was going to cost me 5 times more than I paid for it to put that, so I had to let it go. But I like that it's a Fairlane 500, I think, is another reference to it. Anyhow, I'm proud that Jonathan brought that up. Okay, I got maybe two more things. You got any check-ins before I start on? I got two more things written down here to talk about.
Echo Link Station's up right now, so go ahead there, Larry. And yeah, I remember the Ford Fairlane 500s and the station wagons. The first station wagon that I ever owned, I was in the Navy and out in California. And we needed one of my buddies just had to have my car. I had a 70, no, what was that? It was a 64 Plymouth Sports Fury. And he wanted that car bad, and so I sold it to him. And then I went out, before I sold it to him, though, Joy and I went out and looked at cars, and we looked at a little Toyota Corolla station wagon. Was it a Corona? It was a Corona. The Corona was the biggest one back then. And so we were looking at it, and I bought it. That was my first station wagon. It was a little bitty small thing, but we were getting ready to come back across country. And it worked out just perfect because it was almost big enough for a grown person to lay down in the back, but not quite. You had to curl your knees up a little bit. But the baby we had, Anthony, was our youngest, well, it was our only child at that time. He was a baby. And he rode in the back there with either me or his mom while the other one drove. And it worked out great, and we came all the way across country in that little bitty thing. And we did most of our sleeping in it.
Memory is a marvelous thing. It doesn't need much of a nudge, but if you live life at all, you will have memories. They get back there and they get talking to one another and they don't come forward very often and give you any pleasure. But every once in a while, somebody will mention something. Just as tonight, you know, Jonathan mentioned camping in the mountains. And then it starts pouring out, you know, like a never-ending cup. It keeps pouring out. Well, that's beautiful. It really is. Okay, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because you have a certain level of experience, especially in antennas, and you know, that's one of the things that interests me. I wanted to ask you what your experience in making a gutter on your house. I was reading about this someplace, and it just occurred to me to talk to you about, have you ever made a gutter? You know, this would be a stealth antenna. And who's going to know it's your antenna? Well, I've got gutters on this house. I share them with, you know, I live in a kind of a town home, you know, sharing walls with people, but they wouldn't mind if I shared their half of that gutter. Either. So, do you know anything about that?
I have not loaded a gutter myself. I did go to a friend's house. He's silent key now. We did hook up coax to his gutter one time, and we transmitted off of it. His antenna. It was not real efficient, but we did get it tuned. Yeah, with a tuner. He had his gutter came in like a V, but it was not connected in the corner. So he hooked one side, for a counterpoise to the shield of the coax, and he hooked the center lead to the other one. And it was not grounded to anything. It was driven into the wood, into the soffits of the house. And we went downstairs and hooked it up to his antenna tuner. And lo and behold, he flipped the dials around on his tuner, and all of a sudden it had a good match, and we made several contacts off of it. Like I said, I have not done that myself, but he did. I have helped a fellow make a flagpole antenna before. Feet down there where it goes into the concrete, into the ground, we put some rubber stuff around there to isolate it from the flagpole itself, and then we just hooked the center lead to the flagpole, and the other part to a piece of wire ran down into the ground. So yeah, you can make antennas out of just about anything.
K4JBQ, that's encouraging. And I think I'm going to be about doing that. Anymore, this house was constructed in 99. So it's not real new or anything. But it was built after they started taking long sheets of aluminum and forming them into the required length. They didn't piece them all together and have a lot of joints. But there are joints where they go around a corner and where they, you know, go down to the ground, stuff like that. You got to make all of those parts, electrically consistent. There's a word and I lost it. But it's got to be consistently joined, even if it's only like a screw that you tap and you scrape a little bit of that paint
down to the metal so that the screw makes contact. Continuity, that's what I was trying to think about. It's got to have continuity. And, you know, a regular 8 foot or even a 4 foot rod in the ground would be your ground. I'm thinking of doing that because I'd sure like to be able to, you know, listen to, I got two HF radios here that haven't been connected to anything, one ever, and the other one in a long time. Been kind of dry for HF around here. Anyhow, get on to the other one. What's that? Oh yes. Every once in a while, you're mentioning that you enjoy sit down and you like to watch NASCAR races and stuff like that. I've got that right, yes.
What's the Atlanta race? The Xfinity series today. We watched it a little bit this afternoon.
A while, KK4JBQ. It's been a while since I watched a NASCAR race. I've watched only one, but boy, I'll never forget that day. There is in Bristol, Tennessee, and it's only, 25 miles away from my home place where I grew up, at the Bristol Motor Speedway. You may have even been there once upon a time. So I watched one race there, and it's, you know, when you do something like that just once in your life, you never forget it, you know. You never forget how it sounded, oh, for heaven's sakes, how it sounded, and how it smelled, you know, the fumes coming up from the track. If you're there in person, I'm saying, you know. But I've watched them on television, too. But NASCAR or car races in general isn't what I did today. Donna, and I wasn't that familiar, she's mentioned it, but she's never played golf in the whole time. We've been married 31 years, she's never played golf, and she's real interested in golf, and she said, yeah, I've got clubs right there in the garage. I had forgotten about that. You know, a garage is a place where you cover things up with other things quite often. And so we watched golf today. A PGA tournament was on, and it don't matter who was playing or anything, but I used to watch golf with my dad. He loved that. Oh, goodness. And he never held a club in his hand. Never. He just liked these people that are playing outside in the grass. he picked up a few rules, you know, like, you know, what a birdie was and what a, you know, the way they kept score and everything. And anyway, we, for about 2 hours this afternoon, Donna and I watched that PGA tournament, and we just had a ball in front of the television. It was a nice thing, and I didn't even know this morning that was waiting for me. KK4JBQ.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, but KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, Joy and I both used to play golf years and years ago. We both enjoyed it. We weren't very good at it, but we had a lot of fun going around and knocking that little ball around the cow pasture, as I say. But, you know, golf, to me, is one of the truest sports there is. You're not playing against anybody but yourself. It's just you and the sticks and the ball and the course. If you make a bad shot, you don't have anybody to blame but yourself. If you make a good shot, you don't have anybody to congratulate except yourself. So you're playing yourself. I used to have a real short temper. And I did a bad shot, and I'd
get real irritated with myself. And when I quit playing, the last time I played golf, I was having a bad day. And I hit a real bad drive, and there just happened to be a tree real close to the tee box, you know, where you tee off. And I walked over to that tree, and I wrapped my driver around that tree and threw the rest of my gloves in a pond down there. And there was a couple of little boys, young kids down there playing and retrieving golf balls out of the pond. And they were, diving under the water and coming back up with a bunch of balls. And all of a sudden they came back up. This little fella came up to me and he said, "Mister, I got your golf clubs." And I said, "Them ain't mine. They must be yours." And he looked at me like I was something out of a scary movie or something. And he said, "No, I'm serious." He said, I dove under the water and I pulled your clubs up." And I said, "They belong to you now." And I walked off and left them.